angermanagement@allaboutparenting.org. Anger management for parents involves our total makeup of mind, body, and spirit. It is easy to neglect the physical rest our body requires. We may mentally become disenchanted with parenthood, doubting our abilities, and may even develop psychosomatic symptoms. Perhaps we've been neglecting our spiritual lives. We may have gotten lax about our prayer life or church attendance. Parenting can instigate feelings of isolation, so it is helpful to be around people who will support and encourage us. It is important to recognize the importance of God in emotional stability. Apart from God, there is no hope of truly controlling our anger. Each part of our being needs care, nourishment, and rest. As parents, it is easy to adopt the notion that every aspect of life revolves around the children. And, of course, much of it does. However, make time to care for yourself by doing the following. Talk to your spiritual leader or a trusted, experienced older parent when you are feeling highly stressed or like you are losing it. Spend time in prayer. Take care to get proper rest. Take a nap or bubble bath when your child naps. Implement a schedule, but allow some flexibility. Children need a schedule as much as you do. An easy way to start is by putting them to bed on time every night. Eat healthy and exercise. Release tension by laughing with your children instead of having a temper tantrum. Make time for fun. Spend time away from the children. Schedule special times with your spouse or friends. By having a scheduled date night with your spouse at least once a week, even if just for a couple of hours, you feel refreshed. Anger management can be difficult, but many parents have found a lasting solution. Start every day by reading the Bible. As it calms, nourishes, and gives you direction, you may discover that you've misdirected your anger. In a journal, specifically name your source of anger and ask God to help you forgive and give you peace. If you realize that you have misdirected your anger towards your children, admit it. Explain to your children that it's not their fault and say you're sorry. We will lessen stress and improve relationships when we do this. You have just heard Anger Management at allaboutparenting.org.